BBC Radio Australia.
The main objective for this one was to bring together women in football law organization, or CIF, and that's from club level, coaches, trainers, including executive, also representatives from Provincial Football Association, for come together for Mifala. It's all about ending violence against women and girls and promoting gender equality for women in football law country.
Okay, so who now have me actually run them?
Right, the symposium was an initiation by Solomon Island Football Federation, and Mifala reached out to the UN women here in Solomon Islands for a spot, and then we got the support from the Australian government through TIMA program and UEFA Foundation for Children in terms of supporting and funding the symposium.
So, Losite Long, you follow along CIF, yeah? One of them making me follow all the same thing for come up with them such a workshop or symposium for talk about violence or something or similar football?
Yeah, thank you. That's a very good question. We saw the need, Mifalukim need. And as you might know, for Solomon Islands alone, statistics law violence against women and girls is, we have one of the very high percentage, and that's around 64% in the Pacific, which is quite high. We've been having a lot of programs or awareness and workshops for ending violence against women and girls, law the women, law country, and men as well. But I noted that Mifala Law Sport, we never got invited to this kind of thing. So I sold the idea to our UN women. Women in football need this. And important too that we reach out and you know for what they're using platform or sport as a power of sport for training and educating other women on the prevention and referral pathways that are available inside the country.
One them now all the same some of the kind of feedback from all the representatives of cycle football where I would attend them.
Some of the feedbacks were, if I get them day two, the last day of the symposium, was the women in football. Now they got more knowledge, and now they know where to go to. They know about SafeNet. SafeNet comprising 12 organizations who are the prevention sector and referral pathway services in Solomon Islands. And so now there's more understanding about gender equality, the violence and domestic abuse that probably some of the women experiencing, but had seemed to normalize it. So now they understand that it's wrong, that there are places that they can go to and are not alone. There are services provided for that others are reach out to.
And was a Sanfala man to attend them?
Yes, Mifa Garam Sofa, male footballers, Sanfala from a province, were actually attending this one. And they also thought that it was an eye-opener for them. Areas where to think that, like I previously mentioned, that women thought were normal, men also thought am normal too. But on the two-day symposium, that really made them open their understanding that, you know, what we term as normal is not normal, and these things and they are there, and they saw the need that Okota too, as men allies, what the need for supporting Okota women and girls in football in this case.
Hem Maria Rarawa, Hem is also responsibility manager belong Solomon Islands Football Federation. Now, Antoinette Miniti, Chief Women Football Development Officer, have me stop too, and have me give him come ting blong him.
Symposium, I have interesting event for me, like, if I were participate inside law, that event, finding the Tambara informative for good. Like, there was a lot of information that MIFA no survey about, but then after this event, I'm really opening them up, like opportunities for MIFA lawa. MIFA sa help them out girls, for MIFA with them. I think going forward, the important thing is for MIFA continue for work closely with them as partners, like the SafeNet, Ministry of Women, Youth and Children, UN Women, SEF, and other NGOs also too, so that others are helping me follow some of the issues where odd girls and women in football are facing too and are experiencing.
Now, among long Olgata participant from provinces, Hemi Angela Mooney, Hemi SEF Women Development Officer, Blong Central Province, were based on Tulagi. Hemi a tingting Blong Hem.
Hem nice program, for Mifala Ota Women's, I mean, also Mifala Ota Women's, a nice program for Mifala, because Mifala Lohialo Solomon and Oshem side law violence and Safa cases, Oshem Mifala Safis, him to Mose. So, what comment Blominuma is that Bamise Hem helpful to Mas for Mifala Women's and side law family Blomifala, Oshem law homes and background, yeah. I mean, osem lo family snare, okay. Aside lo football, osem mifala, I have to develop good na mifala ta women's and mifala become a better patient or become a role model or changes, some changes some mifala like them. Changes blow mifala ta women's and mifala like for improve lo side lo stop violence and other things osem.